The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, are you back into the swing of it after the holiday weekend? Did you go shopping over the holiday weekend? Bad news. Home Depot talking about the fact that they were hacked into, and it pretty much hit 2,200 stores. Oof. Boy, this is becoming all too familiar. Remember what happened with Target? So they're saying customer information could have been stolen from all of their stores. And this was just released. They took the necessary steps to notify, and that's the good thing, right? The person who runs the website said the problem could affect across the United States, you know, all those stores. Said he found evidence that the breach first came up on the website Rescatator, where customer credit cards were listed according to zip codes, and the code showed a 99.4% overlap with Home Depot stores. He said in all there were 1,939 codes, which is gibberish to you and me, but they corresponded to the store locations. It's not clear at this point how many customers were impacted, because that could be different. You know, they don't know how many right now. They don't. In some situations, of course, companies conduct investigations, and they might not be able to come to any kind of a conclusion. Like Sears said in February that investigation into a possible data breach didn't reveal any kind of conclusive information. Home Depot shares plummeted, though, as a result of that, fell 2.4% to close at 89 on the New York Stock Exchange on Wednesday. It's pretty scary, isn't it, out there, that that's happening more and more. And you figure these companies are trying to do whatever they can not to get cracked into, but there's always some hacker somewhere. I'll tell you what I would want to do. If I'm running the company, I want to stop at nothing to get to that person and prosecute them. And maybe it's an impossibility, but if there is even a little tiny crack in the door where I can see some light and we can start to go after these people, and that's happening, I would want to use the money. I would want to investigate. I would want to find out where that came from. I know they can pinpoint it because they could pinpoint the region, but if they could get to the person. But the people on the other side in the shadows are always just, it seems, one step ahead. Just one step ahead. I'm so tired of seeing these brutal beheadings recorded on video by the Islamic State, and twice American journalists, as you know, Stephen Sotloff was the latest. It was the saddest thing ever. His poor family in Miami, knowing that this was a good possibility after watching what happened to James Foley, then had to see it happen to their son. So the question still surfaces as to this calling card, which now is becoming commonplace, I think, for the IS. That's their method to get people lathered up. They're doing that in Iraq. They're doing it to the people in Iraq. They're doing it to the kids. They're spreading fear. When they pushed forward, that was what people knew. Hundreds of people fled. I mean, whatever they had, they grabbed, they threw it on their back, and they left. They didn't care what they encountered. They figured it had to be better than the Islamic State thugs. It's awful. And the Islamic State is claiming to be the only true Muslims, and they resort to murder, chaos. It's their psychological tactic to terrorize other people. And Islamic State has broken any kind of tie with Al-Qaeda, and they're declaring their own war in Syria and any territory that they can get their hands on in Iraq. So decapitation is becoming very commonplace for them. This is their dark weapon. dark, dark weapon. And many of you have said, why don't more Muslims come out and scream and yell and complain about this? Well, there are more Muslims that are coming out and saying things. We're going to have a couple people on the show starting next week. We're going to have somebody on tomorrow as well. Sheikh Khaldun Aramid, who is the Secretary General of Lebanon's Supreme Islamic Council, says the acts and practices of the Islamic State in terms of beheadings and insulting minorities are at complete odds with the message of Islam and Muslim belief. He says Islam is mercy and love and communication with the other. And the heinous acts carried out by the Islamic State are not only contradictory to Islam, but are offensive to it. Other Muslims are expressing similar feelings. We're starting to see it pop up on Facebook and Twitter after everything that's happened with the ISIS group. Whatever it is, whether it's the crucifixion of Syrians, which is equally unbelievable, or what's happening to the women who have been kidnapped in Iraq. Scholars of Islam say there is no crime, no crime whatsoever, where beheading is religiously prescribed as the tactic that was used in war by Muslims and non-Muslims at the time of the Prophet Muhammad and after. I just read this today, too, as well. An Islamic law expert and professor at Pittsburgh University Law School says that beheading certainly was the common way to carry out criminal persecutions throughout Islamic history, and it was the default, and this is what the problem is with this group. He said the custom developed among people who were aware that it was on balance much less painful than the other available means of execution. So we'll see if more groups come forward and have something to say about what's going on with Islamic State. I think it's just unbelievable and it's outrageous what's happened in just this small window of time. And the more stories we hear, the worse it gets. I mean, you know, what's next with them? And that's the scary thing, I suppose, because they're well-funded, well-armed, and they're recruiting like nobody's business. And that is when it gets more frightening. Have they been lying in wait and planning out some of the things that they're doing? And why is it so impossible to cut off the head of the snake? And the answer is they're recruiting young kids. They're forcing them into situations that they don't necessarily want to be in. And this is part of the tactics. This is part of what they do so well. In the meantime, closer to home, right at the top, worth mentioning, after 3 decades, a North Carolina man has been freed from prison. What would that be like to be in prison and in your head know that you didn't do it? This is part of that whole DNA thing. Henry McCullum, 50 years old, hugged his parents at the gates of the Central Prison in Raleigh a day after a judge ordered his release because of the new evidence in the 1983 killing of Sabrina Bowie. His half-brother, 46-year-old Leon Brown, was later freed from Maury Correctional Institute near Greenville, where he had been serving a life sentence. Oh, my, oh, my. This is 3 decades after the two brothers were convicted of raping and murdering an 11-year-old girl. The DNA evidence shows might have been killed by another man. Wow. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 29th, 2014, gold opened at $1,287.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,334.47, $667.23 for a half ounce, or $333.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,334.47, $667.23, and $333.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
I'm trying to help the Cowboys any way I can so I can earn a spot on this team and help our team win games. Any way I can use my my speed or the things I learned at St. Louis, anything I can do to help this team win games. And, you know, I'm hungry for to be on the team and to help a team win, and I'm sure that Dallas wants to, you know, win as well.
Michael Sam, the first openly gay player to be drafted in the NFL, has been signed to the Dallas Cowboys practice squad. Here's the thing. He was with the Rams, but the Rams were loaded on defense, and they did have a better player who was competing with him for the last spot, really, on the roster. So he didn't make the Rams. He goes on waivers. He clears waivers. I really figured he would get on a practice squad, and he did. Dallas picked him up. They've had problems on their defense. They've had a lot of injuries to deal with. Can he play in the NFL? He showed some things, particularly in that last game with six tackles against Miami, and he's absolutely a plus on the line if they mix him in. I can't imagine that this is a losing situation for them, especially if you talk to any of the people in St. Louis, because they'll tell you nobody cared. It's so hard to make a football team. You're exhausted. All the workouts, all the reps, everything that you're doing, that they're just playing. They're just doing it. They're trying to make the team if they're somebody in his position, and none of the other players care. They're not focused on it because they're focused on putting food on their table, making it, and if they're a veteran or a superstar, they just want to have the best players around them, and that's really the truth. So, does he make the team after making the practice squad? They announced the Cowboys on Wednesday. They signed the University of Missouri defender to that squad. It's a group that plays during the week with the 53-man roster, in case you don't know, but not during the official games. I mean, you have to have the practice squad, because then with injuries and everything else, that's where you're diving back in. And he's certainly good enough to be a practice squad player, and he might be a member of the Dallas Cowboys by the time it's said and done. I think he will be. I think he's not particularly fast as some other people on the line. He's not giant, but he is a decent pass rusher, and he has some strengths. And so if he works on his strengths, then just does what he can try to do on the practice squad, he just might make the team. It wouldn't be stunning to me if that happened. But that was big news. So this is Odds and Ends here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Some things that you might have missed because we're so focused on the horrific things that ISIS is doing. You know, we spent a lot of time on Ferguson, Missouri. We talked to people like Justin Duckham a few weeks ago, who was tear gassed when he went to Ferguson, Missouri. And we talked to people afterwards about what's happened in that town as they're waiting to find out if the cop is going to be charged with anything, because the grand jury is looking at the evidence. It's hard to tell, but most think that that won't happen. However, the U.S. Justice Department is taking a look deeper at Ferguson, Missouri, and they're specifically looking at the police department, because they've really come under fire for their past practices there, and especially after the shooting of Michael Brown. So the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department is preparing to launch this investigation, looking into previous complaints and crimes and training and how they operate, and seeing what it is that they're doing in Ferguson. But it's a serious look. They can end up producing some big changes in that police department. So it just might. As they look at other things that have happened and they look closer at the history there. And remember how quickly the militarization kind of thing happened that took people's breath away. So they'll look into that and decide whether there's something not right here and make some recommendations dealing with pretty much all the aspects of that department, which you knew this was going to happen. You knew that they were going to look into Ferguson and decide what it was that needed to happen there, because of the images that were coming out that were so awful from Ferguson, with the Molotov cocktails and the things that were being thrown at police, other things that were being thrown at police. And so ultimately, what did it result in? And the answer is, it resulted in these investigations, which, by the way, if you're saying, oh, old news, well, you're paying for it, and so am I. All of us are paying for that. Here's another thing that happened that really trended on Twitter. If you're a fan of Twitter, 140 characters, this is what happened. Bernie Madoff's son, Andrew, died after a long battle with cancer. He had mantle cell lymphoma, and he was at Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. So he died on September 3rd. And his father, of course, Bernie Madoff, is serving a 150-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to the Ponzi scheme that cost investors $17 billion in lost capital. His other son, Mark Madoff, if you remember, committed suicide in 2010. On the second anniversary of when his father was arrested. But both Madoff sons always denied knowing about any of the fraud of what was really happening, and they were never, ever, ever criminally, some people forget this, they were never criminally charged in connection with the scheme ever. Madoff would say that he acted himself, and they never were dragged down in that sense. They were dragged down by their father, but they were never dragged down as we've got them, we've nailed them, they're involved in this. And how awful is that with the son? You think of the people that are left, the wife and the kids from, I believe both of them were married, who are stuck with this and stuck with this name in that part of the country where that name is synonymous with rip me off. Ugh, rough. I mean, rough for the young kids, I think. So CVS is the other big thing that has tripped the water cooler buzz because they stopped tobacco selling. They're not selling any cigarettes. People would always stumble into CVS, I think, for cigarettes. It seemed like every time I was in there, somebody was running in to get a carton of cigarettes, some cigarettes, whatever. They have 7,700 drug stores. So they will not sell it. They're going to be CVS Health. The CVS Health is going to be the name of the store. Cigars, cigarettes, they were all over the shelves when you would check out. They're gone. Instead, nicotine gum, baby. Think chewing that nicotine gum will take some people off of cigarettes? Really pretty much pushing the people that are up front to kick their tobacco habit if they have one. If they have one. So what they've decided to do is to cater to the aging baby boomer generation and the people, frankly, who are uninsured, who are expecting to get coverage under the federal health care law. So Walgreens, Rite Aid, they're going to still sell tobacco. They're not taking it off their shelves. They started offering healthy care products and added walk-in clinics to their stores while they were expanding what they provided already. So this is a big change. Because there's people that I'm sure every day, I mentioned I've seen it in lots of different places, that stop in there and that's where they're getting their cigarettes. And you wonder how much business that costs the company too. But it's a focus thing. I mean, probably about $2 billion is what they said they'll lose. About $2 billion in money annually by phasing out tobacco. But they think they can counter that kind of loss with the company growing and the boost that they might get from being the healthcare pharmacy. That's a big risk. How many people smoke and they get their cigarettes there? That's why they say $2 billion. I don't doubt that. Stay with us. Coming up next on America Tonight, a conversation with Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion. Plus, we're going to check the mailbag.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Time for Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo, branding, marketing, and strategy expert. And boy, talk about strategy. Well, first of all, Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Always good to be back.
And what a time to be on this show. This is just a week after publicly saying that the United States did not have a strategy to figure out to combat the threat of ISIS, the Islamic State. The president today, in a speech, announces he's saying that the current goal in the effort in Iraq is to diminish the genocidal extremist group to what he's calling a manageable problem. Was this a strategy? Was this the right thing to say? There's been a lot of criticism over that. I think it's pretty vague in a way.
Yeah, what on earth does that mean? What does manageable problem mean? I mean, it's almost nonsensical. And another quote from him from today that he also talked about, these are his directives, we must organize the Arab world. I mean, this is, again, naivety at the highest order. He was saying this during a press conference in Estonia this morning, European time. And you can't organize these countries into making them a manageable. You can't take an enemy and make them manageable. You can't take a country, a whole culture that is so different from ours and say that you're going to organize it. It's almost preposterous to think that. And it really contrasts, I think, significantly against what some of the Europeans, I mean, they all got together for the NATO conference, which is going to, I think, start, which is in Wales, but he was ahead of this conference. I'm sorry, at this point, you know, I know a lot of Europeans have, I know you have European listeners too, and they were big on Obama for a long time, but the contrast now between what he's saying and what David Cameron's saying, for example, quite marked, that they're really taking the ISIS threat seriously, that they're on high alert in the UK, they're on the highest alert possible, they believe an attack is imminent, and we're saying, oh, let's organize them, let's make them into a manageable problem. And it's like, I'm sorry, it's like saying back in the 30s, well, let's make the fascists a manageable problem.
Yeah, let's make the Nazis a manageable problem.
Let's make the communists a manageable problem.
It's crazy. It is. It's not a strategy. I mean, he doesn't want. I think what it is they're tiptoeing around the whole. If we wind the clock back, the whole Arab Spring and being careful and worried about igniting some of the generic anti-Muslim conversation versus specifically to the Islamic State. But, you know, you can't do that. You have to pick a strategy, go with a strategy, say, here's what we know, here's what we learned, this is what we're doing. Don't you think when you're the leader of the free world, that's really your responsibility?
Absolutely. And here's another interesting development as we peel back the onion, is that now there's a fractionalization going on, even among Democrats, about what the message really is. So you've got the president making these almost inane statements, clearly lacking strategy, and Biden, on the other hand, saying, we're going to blow these guys into kingdom come. I mean, this is the vice president speaking. Talk about a marked contrast. So it's clear that the president and the vice president are not even speaking at this point in time and don't have a message that's aligned. At the same time, you've got Hagel, who was really the first one from the administration to talk, you know, outspokenly about ISIS. It was almost 2 or 3 weeks ago, you know, and he made another statement today saying that we're in trouble here. From a technology, military, advantageous point of view, we're losing that gap, and we are really losing the technology superiority gap that we had against some of our enemies. I mean, that's a very different message, all on the same day. So you've got three key people here, and as Hagel was speaking before the NATO summit, you've got Obama speaking in Estonia in advance of the summit, NATO summit, at a press conference in Estonia, and you've got Biden back here in the U.S. saying something different. So it's showing that even the Democrats and the administration are not agreeing on what the message is.
Yeah, or they're purposely sending out a mixed message, but I don't think that they have the capacity to pull that off. So I think I think it's totally all three separate messages. Absolutely. All right, let's switch to something else because this affects a lot of people here in the United States, and a lot of people outside of the United States are shaking their heads and they call this show and talk about it. It's what's going on with healthcare. So this is what comes out. You know, people are looking for, okay, so now we're signing up and we're thinking we're going to get this affordable health care, but now they're showing that the dilemma, the report from the Office of the Actuary Project says that spending is going to grow by an average of 6%, Andrew, a year from 2015 to 2023. That's a huge acceleration, right, after 5 years, but through 2013, the annual growth is below 4%. So all this gobbledygook of the numbers is the main thing here. The projections by some of the nonpartisan experts with the Health and Human Services Department are saying that the pace of healthcare spending is going to pick up, right, starting this year and beyond. But also, there's going to be more expensive new drugs for all kinds of things like hepatitis C. And now what people are not understanding is, well, wait a second, it's supposed to be affordable healthcare, but your premiums are also going to shoot up. It's going to go into high gear. So how about that, healthcare inflation?
Yeah, I mean, in one sense, you know, part of obviously the strategy was to in fact, try and make a dent in this. I mean, we're talking healthcare, you know, spending, it's $3.8 trillion.
Yeah.
It was $3 trillion in just 2012, okay? That's just 2 years ago. In 2 years, that's gone up to $3.8 trillion, and as you say, it's now expected to go up. So there's been no slowdown, and if anything, now we're talking about a potential increase. So, you know, when you look at everything included together, which is indeed not just what you're paying at the back end, but it's what you have to pay at the front end. And again, people forget that this is insurance. Hello, people. Insurance works very simply. It's the more, I mean, let's take a simpler form of insurance, car insurance. I think everybody understands car insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I keep crashing my car, then my rates will go up. Well, we are crashing healthcare. We're not taking care of our health. The facts show that, I mean, right now we've got, you know, 10,000 baby boomers every day are eligible for Medicare now. And it's going to be that way for the next 18 years. And there is a disconnect between, they think they're all pretty healthy, but the reality is they're far from healthy. Their lifestyle choices in terms of obesity, number of times they exercise, diets are all out of line. And so therefore we're crashing this healthcare car, and therefore expenses have to go up, and therefore insurance costs will go up. They go hand in hand. So I don't understand why most people don't understand this is insurance. When you insure against something, if you keep on using that insurance, the costs will go up. So we shouldn't be surprised. We're not taking care of our health. In fact, really the whole system, you know, it's really not geared towards healthcare. Is it?
No,
geared towards disease care.
Yes.
There is no incentive for healthy people to take care of their health under this current system.
Yeah. And you know what? It's interesting you say that, and because we talk about strategy and whatnot here, and marketing. The marketing was so poor on this in the first place, but if it is supposed to be about taking care of yourself, there should be some incentives. Would the incentives help? Maybe the incentives would help to reduce your insurance if you do X, Y, Z. Why not? Since people are complaining about how high it is and how they feel stuck, it would be great. Maybe there would be a better marketing strategy for really the pushing affordable health care if you could say to some people, this is how it goes, and, you know, yearly we'll pay for these updates and put incentives in there. Why not?
Yeah, I think you really need it needs a comprehensive strategy to reduce the cost of healthcare, and that starts with people starting to take care of their health. And here's the unfortunate part of the current strategy. The way it works is the healthy people, you know, I'm about to turn 57 here. As you know, I take good care of my health.
Yeah.
I'm not on any kind of drugs. But that is, you know, every time I go for my physical, the doctor looks at me and says, you're the exception, Andrew. At 57, most of the guys who come in for their annual physical, they're on 2, 3, 4 drugs at this point. And here's how it works. It's the healthy people have to pay for the unhealthy people.
Mm.
It will be like it because we're all pooled together. Okay, and as you said, really the only way to, there's no disincentive for people who don't take care of their health to begin to take care of their health, and healthy people are being essentially penalized. I have to pay for all the people who don't take care of their health. And it'd be like as if we're all pooled together and we all have to pay, so those responsible drivers will have to pay for the people who keep crashing their cars and who are being irresponsible, and we all have to pay the same amount. It's not a fair system the way it's set up.
Yep.
There is no incentive for the healthy people to, and actually what will end up happening is why am I taking care of our health? You know, I'm not, and there's no financial benefit to it. There's only a personal benefit. And for those who are, you know, who are off, and which is the vast majority of the population, unfortunately, you know, 60, 70, 80%, depending on which category you're looking at, don't take care of the health.
Mm.
There's no incentive for them to take care of the health. So I think it takes a comprehensive strategy,
I
right?
I do too. All right, we're out of time. Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Kate.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Once again, the mailbag is full, not surprisingly, from all of you listening to America Tonight. Thank you, thank you. And a lot of you, by the way, and heads up on this, mentioning that you will download some of the shows if you were on holiday or you had a weird schedule. Normally you work at night or you had a baby and you've had feedings at all different times and you got hooked into America Tonight. Well, welcome, Mama. I got like three emails like that. It's terrific. So you just go to GCNlive.com and you can download any of the shows you missed, any of the hours, and listen to them that way. So I always invite people 24/7. The way you can get to the show is to email us. It's better than Wendy's late night because there's no calories in it, right? Even though there's no Frosty at the end of it. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Checking the mail, a lot of people still upset over Stephen Sotloff's death. Of course, it's shocking, it's sad, it's unbelievable. Yes. So let's take just a couple of those. This one from Bo, who says, Kate, I've listened to the show, I've never emailed it. I am so upset by what happened to the second American journalist. One was bad enough with Foley. Now we have this Sotloff guy who was also executed. It is just sickening. No way should the press be touched at all on foreign soil. These people, on purpose, the Islamic State, are doing that and throwing it in our face. And the fact that we don't react makes me even more upset. Although, while I say that, the strategy is ridiculous. this should have been stopped in the beginning. You say it on your show. I've heard you say the thing about the rearview mirror. We can't go back in time, so we have to go forward. What do you think they should do? Well, they're doing the targeting attacks right now, the airstrikes. But the problem is, are you hitting the innocent people, as was brought up on the show many times? So, okay, so you have targeted attacks. Are you taking out the Islamic State guys dressed in black, beheading people in the square? Are you taking out other people? And the answer is, of course, you're taking out other people as well. You know, honestly, I think it's black ops. I do. I think that task force that's already been going on, Task Force Black, elite British and U.S. Special Forces, they ought to ramp them up. I don't know how many are involved in that, but I guarantee it. I mean, we've got some of the best, meaning Navy SEALs, etc. They need to use every expert intelligence-wise. They have to have them smothering this. That's what I think. If you're going to find them, you got to find the links. And if they're clever, and they're, of course, bearing links carefully, then you've got to have people that can unwrap the puzzle. I mean, just do. Think about it. How do we get to some of the Al-Qaeda people? We were able to infiltrate through the mosque when there were people that were some of the Al-Qaeda funders and whatnot were gathering in the mosque. But then you got to have people who speak the language, people who can do the double agent thing, and that's what we need. If you have good people like that that can gather that intel, that makes a difference because it's that kind of warfare. All right, here's another one. This one is from Shelley, who says, girl, rocket. I'm telling you, I can't stand to think of that family losing their son that way after seeing him just looking so desperate and then finding out that, of course, his other friend was beheaded. And, you know, he knew that that was happening. He had to know in his mind that this was most likely the end for him. What would that 2 years be like? And how risky is it for these journalists? I heard you mention on a previous show about journalists maybe not wanting to do it any longer, especially if they had families. Why would you, even if you want to uncover stories and it's deep in your soul, why would you want to go and do that when you're fair game now and you shouldn't be? And you could be kidnapped and never heard from again. Or when they do hear about you, they're getting ready to behead you. I think we're going to find less and less people willing to do that. What do you say? You know, it's an interesting thing to look at because I've talked to many people who love that cowboy. I call it cowboying up when you just are on the quest, man. You want the story and you don't care wherever you have to go. If you have to go to the quicksands of the Middle East and you're really risking it at that Syrian border, or you're going into Iraq, you're in Afghanistan, you're being embedded, all bets are off, anything can happen. You know it's dangerous. It doesn't mean you don't have fear, but this is deep in your soul and you want to do it. And most of the people that I've met, and I have met many, and we've had some of them on the show. I mean, even Zach Badorf has taken some of those risks. Luke Vargas, who we get from the UN, he's done some of the reporting from the Ukraine and then in Syria and whatnot. But this is going even deeper. And Sotloff was that kind of guy, and so was Jim Foley. And luckily for us, because these freelancers who are risking their life are getting the information out there, but these dangers, I mean, you know, there's actually a committee to protect journalists, and they say that at least 70 journalists, at least 70 other journalists have been killed covering Syria and that whole conflict, or kidnapped, and then there's 20 that are missing. So you got a whole bunch of people that are risking it to do this. And there is no way they should be able to report and not have that kind of risk. And normally it used to be, I'll call them the bad guys, the evil people. They wanted their word out so badly, of course. They wanted to be superstars. They wanted their 15 minutes. They wanted to spew their stuff and their point of view. And it used to be that they would try to use the journalist as a conduit, not murder them, not cut their head off. So it just shows you how bad it's gotten. And what are the high-risk places? Think about it. Chad, Iraq, Syria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, Somalia, terrible, risky places. Nigeria would probably also be on the list, too. Awful stuff. All right, let's take another one. This one from Jacob, who says, Kate, the president now says we have a strategy, says that we won't be intimidated, that we're going to go after the people who killed the two American journalists and beheaded them. I scoff at that. They'll be lucky if they even find them. So first we don't have a strategy, then we have a strategy. Man, I just don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Well, I think what the problem Okay, you have the war room, and I would love to be a fly on that war room wall. I'm serious. Because that's where you know things are going down, and you can really hear the unfiltered stuff between the Secretary of Defense and the Joint Chiefs. And I know there's got to be some tension and riffing there for sure on what the answer is to all of it. I mean, the answer is, okay, we know terrorism is a slippery thing. I just said, without a doubt, who are your best people? Your best intelligence people. If you don't have them, you grow them. You find them, you get them, right? How did we get bin Laden? Wasn't it a woman? Wasn't it a woman who was great at intelligence gathering, who ultimately put all the pieces together? Uh-huh. Remember the movie Zero Dark Thirty? Some exaggeration, but ultimately it was a woman who was an intelligence gatherer who got shut down a bunch of times, who pulled it all together, right? So you got to have intelligence. You got to have people that can assimilate. Just like the terrorists are doing that, we have to be able to assimilate into their culture. That's the only way. I mean, that's it. That's what's going to happen. Here's something else. I want to make sure I get to something else that's going on, and this is about Ebola. And Jones says, Kate, did you see that the Ebola patient finally spoke and talked about the woman who was the missionary who was out helping the Ebola patients, finally spoke out and said that it was terrifying, you know, what happened to her, but also she talked about how important the work was, and her husband was with her as well, and they really thanked all the healthcare workers. I thought that was good. And when she was asked about why going there and that she wanted, you know, the whole idea was to help the people, and that's the reason why, you know, that was her story. That's the reason why she wanted to be there in the first place. Yeah, Nancy Reitbol, you're talking about, and her husband did have like a little presser, if you want to say that. And she is a missionary, and that's the deal. And, you know, 14 years. This woman is, so this isn't like a new thing for her. It was 14 years of helping orphans and kids extremely vulnerable in Africa. And she was in Liberia, and she was there serving in the mission. That was the whole thing. She and her husband were there since August of last year. So she's trying to help missionaries and teams of nurses and all that kind of stuff. And that's the deal. And then obviously you saw what happened with Ebola. And she seemed like a really, gotta say, just, you know, do I know her? No. And just knowing people talking to cameras and stuff, she seemed very humble. I like that. And you know, I can't bag on her. I mean, the whole thing about Ebola and was it going to come to the country is terrible. But Atlanta handled it beautifully, I gotta say. They did. The experimental drug thing, crazy. And she's got to feel incredibly blessed, and she really said as much. All right, one more quick one. This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, hello, Kate Delaney. I just got to tell you, I really, really love your show, and I like the fact that you let everybody speak. What is it you say? Something about right and left and somewhere in the no labels land, and good for you, because so often people get shut out of radio shows. You wouldn't believe it. I listen around the clock, and I wish you the best, and I hope the show keeps going. Yep, it's the little show that could. Yeah, we like it here on America Tonight, and I really mean that. Left of left, right of right is what I say, or somewhere in between, or you just don't have any label, and you're frustrated with everything. You don't like big government, you want a smaller government, but you don't like any of the choices you have out there, so you're pushing for something a little bit different. Everybody's invited. All you have to do is call me at 855-266-5283 or shoot me an email at americatonight.net.
Separate your truth from your dream. Step to my team, we'll separate you by the seams as if...
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine Medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.